The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's the code Shannon, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your parts is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, check this out. We have another viral video. We have no way of knowing if it's a skit or not, but it's very relevant to the situation. Let's take a look.
Yes, sir.
So it's your mom over me. You don't care about how I feel?
It's a great balance between the both. But it's always you, but it's going to be my mom.
Miss Audrey, ma'am.
Mom.
Excuse me.
So don't go, please.
Tyler, right. Shut up. Audrey, let me get you straight. That's my son. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you grew up or whoever raised you, but that's mine, okay? And that's what I need you to understand. It has nothing to do with you. My boundaries, you saying that I go in your stuff, no, I'm cleaning it because you're nasty. Tyler, I told you could have did better a long time ago.
I love her.
No, you don't. You don't know. You couldn't possibly know what love is, Tyler. She's only with you for your money.
Oof. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. What do you do? Mom. What do you do for a living? You do nothing.
I have an online business.
You just want to sit here and be cute.
I have an online business.
But what money does it make? It's Tyler's money.
It makes money.
No, it's Tyler's money. It's not your money.
Who asked you to
it's
come
not,
in here?
No one asked me. My son pays bills here. You don't pay bills, sweetie. You don't pay bills. You pay no bills here.
So are you going to let her talk to me?
I can talk to her anyway. I please, because guess what? You came from me, Tyler.
No, I'm saying, though. Come on. You can't be disrespectful.
This is way too uncomfortable.
You can't be disrespectful.
You know what, Tyler?
This is my lady. You can't be doing this too much.
Hey.
What'd you think, Ocho?
Well, that's tough there, boy.
Yeah, that's a fine line.
Hey, that's a fine line because you don't want to.
Everybody got to know their places, Ocho.
Yeah, you do. You do. You got to have some type of boundaries now.
Yeah.
You can't disrespect. It put the young lady in a tough spot.
No.
It put the young lady because you can't disrespect your dude, mama. But also, he got to tell mama. Now, come on, mama. Now that's my baby. Now you can't disrespect my baby. You can't be talking about our online business. You can't do that. You can't do that. That's a tough spot to do.
Right.
That's a situation like that where you got to sit your mama down. You got to sit your lady down. You got to have that serious conversation.
For sure.
This is how things are gonna go. You will always be my mama. You will always be my number one. That will never ever change. But this is the woman that I'm dating. This is the woman that I'm choosing to date, choosing to marry. The woman that I'm in a relationship with, I would like you to respect her in the boundaries that I set and whatever those boundaries may be. Now that you had that conversation, and then you go on and live from that point on. But that, what we just saw and just witnessed, a conversation that has never been had. And his mom ain't like her from the jump.
No.
His mom ain't like her from the jump.
Sure.
But the first thing, first thing you said,
most mamas
you only with him for his money.
And most mamas don't.
My
mom don't think anybody good enough for me.
Never. They always like that. Always. That was a good one. And that wasn't no skit.
I would definitely talk to my mom. But first of all, my mom ain't gonna talk to my people like that. That's first and foremost.
Right.
Because we're gonna already have an understanding. She knows if I'm with that person, I care something for that person.
Right.
So, but I'm also not gonna let you're not gonna disrespect my mom now. Mm. That's not gonna happen. Mm. As a matter of fact, you're not gonna disrespect my sister, my brother, my that disrespect will not be tolerated.
Right.
When Shannon, I do not do that disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time, you ain't got to respect me, mm-hmm. but I ain't going to let you disrespect me.
Right.
Now, we're going to have to see, hey, what you on?
Yeah.
You on good vibes? You mellow? I'm mellow.
Right.
You on some fuck-ish? I'm me too.
Yeah. You know what, Nat? I'm going to let you finish your story, right? On the grounds of respect, how many times for you have you been with someone that have disrespected you indirectly, but the fact that it's not directly in your face, how many chances do you give or have you given before in the past? Because sometimes, depending on who it is, and how much you like them.
You know,
you give people grace.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you know that. Now, come on now. Now you know that ain't even right. You can see it. It might be small, but them little small, it can see your head up.
Mm-hmm.
What you think? How many times you give?
It's happened a couple of times.
I don't give a fuck button.
It's happened a couple of times, and they were slick with it, and I didn't realize it was disrespect until I was like,
you had to think about it. You had to replay it over and over.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm like, I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
Bitchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So look here. No matter how disappointed I get with you, mm-hmm. you get with me.
Right.
One thing I'm never going to do, I'm never going to call you out your name. I ain't going to call you a female dog. I ain't going to call you a garden tool. I ain't going to do none of that.
Yes, sir.
Because I got a sister, I got a mom, and I don't want nobody disrespecting my mom and sister like that. Obviously, once I had daughters, that was really staunch.
Mm-hmm.
I say now, but I'm going to need you to give me a certain level of respect.
Mm.
Now, we ain't got to be together. That's fine. You want to go your way? Fine.
Right.
But what we're not going to do is disrespect one another. And, you know, it happened again. I let it go.
You let it slide?
It just, so, I mean, look at it. Because it's not, a lot of times, I thought Ocho,
right.
at the first sign of I let it go.
Right.
But I thought I was being too hard.
Right, right.
But I noticed that if you don't correct something, okay, mm-hmm. then I was like, okay, let me correct it. Maybe she didn't know.
Right.
Maybe she didn't know. Because a lot of times, sometimes you talk to someone a certain way
mm-hmm.
and you think that's acceptable because you've never been corrected.
Right, right, right.
So let me correct it. Let her know that that's offensive to me, that bothers me.
Yes,
and
sir.
I don't want you talking to me like that.
Right.
Happened again.
Oh, it happened again.
Let it walk. I forgive a lot. Ocho, for me, I forgive a lot.
Yeah.
And I think, why God has shown me so much favor is because when people have done wrong to me, mm-hmm. I didn't retaliate. Because I can't get ahead if I'm trying to get you back.
Mm.
Because in order for me to get you back, I got to go from where you are. Because you back there.
Right.
I'm already in the brunt. I'm already in the lead.
Right.
So So now I got to take time out of what I'm doing to try to find out. I let it go.
Yeah.
Whether you stole from me, whether you lied on me, mm-hmm. whether you did something to try to harm me,
mm-hmm.
God saw everything.
Yeah.
Tenfold. Y'all, people think it's an accident. Y'all really think it's an accident that I'm where I am 6 months, 7 months, almost a year after I lost my job, after all the things that have been said about me? Y'all think mm-hmm. it's an accident? Ocho, I don't know if you know this. Club Shay Shay is the number one podcast yeah. on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, Ocho. Listen to me. I didn't say sports. I said number one podcast.
Yes, sir.
I got one. You and I got one of the number one sports podcasts. Mm-hmm.
That's us.
I leave Undisputed. I go to First Take. Y'all think that's an accident? I tell these stories. A lot of times I don't tell the stories. Well, Shannon was broken. Well, Shannon was alone.
Mm-hmm.
After people had done him wrong and they knew they had done me wrong. And they lied and made it seem like it was me. But that was okay. Because I could always pick up the phone and call my sister. And she would say, boy, it's going to be okay. You know who you are. You know what you are. You know what you've done.
Right.
God sees all. So every time when people come out, even now, it took me a while because I ain't never had this level of celebrity, this level of fandom. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know when people say this comes along with it. I didn't know people would be. I'm like, damn, you making money. Everybody's making money.
Right.
I don't begrudge anybody. This only might be for a season. Ocho, we might only have a run of 2 to 3 years.
Shit.
And it might be somebody else's turn. But I'm just saying, it might be somebody else's turn.
Right.
I'm never going to speak ill about somebody.
Right.
That's not how I'm wired. I do my thing. What I'm trying to do is make the best content you and I can make. When I come to do Club Shay Shay, I'm trying to get some of the most interesting guests that has a story to tell. Everything ain't going to be perfect. Everybody ain't going to like my interviews. Everybody going to like the person that's on there. Mm-hmm. People going to say, well, Shannon, you didn't ask the right questions. You should have asked this. I do the best. Me, the team, my team at Club Shay Shay, we do the best job we possibly can. Everybody's not going to be pleased. We've done 120-something interviews. I think for the most part, we've done an outstanding job. Have we been perfect? No. Would I change anything? No. Mm-hmm. But what people don't know is that what I've been able to overcome,
mm-hmm.
it would have broken 95% of the people.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You build different. You build different.
And I know people say things to try to get me to respond. And at once upon a time, I would.
Mm-hmm. Not
but
anymore.
Now,
no.
But now, you don't deserve my audience's ear.
Mm.
And that's what I would give you if I were to respond to you. I don't. So, Chad, don't think I don't see what's being said. Don't think I don't hear. I was having dinner with my daughter the other night. And she said, Daddy, anytime I see your name, she said, I don't even click on it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, because I get so mad, I get so upset. I said, baby, you just have to understand. Daddy's in a different place now. I'm still dad.
Right.
But people view dad differently. But Ocho, like I said, what we do, what I'm trying to accomplish with you and to take this Shay Shay Media even further. They can't break me.
Mm-mm.
And why they can't break me, because what you think you're doing, because you don't realize what I overcame just to get here. See, a lot of people talk about, but damn, I ain't went nowhere. But look back at how far you come.
Right.
If I don't take another step, I come farther than 99.9 of the people will ever go. So for me, I'm in a different place now. The way I think. So I let people take their shots.
Yeah.
They go on people's podcasts and they constantly bring my name up. Well, he didn't do this or he said that or he tried to.
Don't even pay no mind.
That you can't. You can't. You can't. But we're going to win in the end.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Oh, we're going to win in the end. Oh, it's coming. It's coming, Ocho.
Listen, I know you ain't got to tell me. You ain't got to tell me. I do write as much as I can. And I know I'm doing right, or I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not perfect. By no means am I perfect, but I continue to be blessed over and over for a reason. It ain't happening by mistake.
No.
It's not happening by mistake.
Mm-mm.
So I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, there might be little other areas that might need a little work. Other than that, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's how I know everything going to be all right, especially with this year. With this year?
We're not perfect.
We ain't even scratched. But let me tell you something. We ain't even scratched the surface yet. We haven't even scratched the surface yet. Not even close.
Right. But it's coming. But I just, like I said, I want everybody, especially us.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long since we've had, I want our run.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody. I want all of them to do well. And you'll never hear me speak ill of anybody publicly or privately. What I care? What they do? Because what they do don't impact us.
Right.
We don't copy nobody. I don't copy nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to. Do people call and want to come on Club Shay Shay? Absolutely. Do I still reach out to people and ask them to come on? Absolutely. Do they turn me down? Absolutely. And that's okay. A lot of times people, y'all list all these people, these famous people in the chat. Don't think I haven't reached out. I've had people that was supposed to come on. We talked to them on a Monday. They were supposed to come on a Wednesday. Once that Cat Williams interview dropped, wouldn't even return the phone call.
Mm.
It is what it is. That happens, Ocho.
Yeah.
But we good.
We better than good.
And that Cat video is about to be the most. And I think the thing is, people are rewatching that video because they realize how close we are to being the most watched interview on YouTube history. So they're going back and watching it again.
Right.
We're less than a million views.
Mm-hmm.
From being number one all time in 3 months. It's about to be 4 months.
That's crazy.
January the 3rd will be 4 months.
That's crazy.
That's God. Because like I told you, how it happened. I've been trying to get Cat Williams for a year, Ocho.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting off the elevator. A lady about to get on the elevator. She's been working at this building for 7 years. I've been going to this building for 4 years and I never saw a day in my life. Her last day at work.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me that ain't God.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is. And just and remember all those that jump ship.
Oh!
Remember all those that jump ship.
I remember all the ones that was cool and this my this and this my that. That's my boy.
Listen. I done took my mental notes. I done took my mental notes. It's cool. Bet.
Mm-hmm.
Bet.
Even, hey, oh, you know, he this and he wanted that. It's funny how, like, Ocho, you ever notice you could be in a relationship for 10 years.
Yes, sir.
Have one bad one and... The people only want to remember the bad month that you have. Don't want to remember the 10 good years.
Oh, nah.
You won't find me in any relationship that I've been in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk bad. Have women stolen from me? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Forged my name on checks? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Stole sums of cash? Yes.
Oh.
It's all right, Ocho. Well, it's okay. God saw what you did. He blessed me. He give it back to me.
Mm.
He give it back to me. Have men said things, did things? Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. God been good to me. He's been great.
Yeah.
because he brought me from that 1,000 square foot with no indoor plumbing, mm-hmm. leaky cement floors to this.
Yeah.
And every time something starts to go bad, if everything not it doesn't happen often. And some people look, and I'm not saying, you know, some people have situations worse than mine. But I remember one thing. I say, God, I know you didn't bring me this far just to bring me this far. Mm-hmm. If one thing else, one thing people tell you about Shannon Sharpe, I'm extremely resilient. I'm extremely resilient. I believe in me. I believe in what I do. I believe in what I stand for. I'm a God-fearing person. I don't really talk a whole lot about religion because mm-hmm. I don't beat people over the head with anything.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I forgive people. People wrong me, I forgive. That doesn't mean just because I forgive you, that doesn't mean I have to be in your presence. That doesn't mean I have to put my arm around you. I've forgiven you for what you said, what you've done, how you treated me. I'm moving on. Moving on.
Moving on.
And we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. With no use of coatings, you can use metal tools to flip, press, and scrape without worry. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. Everything rusts and nobody talks about it because they couldn't fix it until now. With Weber's new rust-resistant technology, your Weber will last for years. When used, our carbon steel griddle hardens and bonds the surface, reducing the ability for moisture to collect and rust to form. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. With the Weber Works Prep, Cook, and Store system, you can keep cooking and cleaning supplies handy, carry food and condiments from kitchen to the griddle, and even convert the side table into a prep station. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Ocho, our nightcap tales question of the week. What is the worst gift you've ever received? Let's read through some of y'all's answers. After coming back from a one-year deployment at sea, I got a Velcro wallet as a gift. Mind you, I have a leather wallet custom from crocodile skin and I got in the Philippines. What the F am I going 16 again? They still Velcro make Velcro wallet. Yeah.
Velcro wallet. I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, that's a bad gift. You got to know your partner. I'm trying to think of bad gifts I've gotten. I really haven't gotten any bad gifts.
If it is, you just chalk it up. You like, hey, babe, I love it.
Nah, see, my kids know what I like. You know, obviously, I live a simplistic lifestyle.
Yes.
So it ain't that hard to get me a gift. So they know the things that I like. And I really haven't gotten anything bad. I'm trying to think. I know you gotten a bad one, though.
I do. You know what most people get? My kids get me?
Right.
A card and a Mastro's gift cards. A card or Denny's gift card.
Okay, well, my kids always get me, obviously, it's normally shoes, any type of Jordan 1s or Dunks, nope. Starbucks gift card or McDonald's gift card.
I mean, even when I was at Fox and the hair and makeup or Autumn and wardrobe, it's like, I got the same thing. They're like, "What you about? The guy that has everything, more of everything." But no, I'm simple. Right. I'm really simple with you because I don't, you know, me and my sister, you know, I give my sister. I don't take gifts from my sisters. I don't take gifts from my mom. I don't take gifts from my brother. I'm the gift giver.
Right.
I'm supposed to. Mm-hmm. Take care of everything and make sure everybody's okay. So with my kids, I'm simple. I don't all that other stuff. Don't get me anything. I don't need it. Miss Nikki Fab said, "My Dukes brought me a hair straightener from an infomercial when I told her I wasn't getting relaxes anymore. I miss that shady old lady."
Infomercials be funny. Man, I just saw an infomercial, but the spring water on BET, the miracle spring water. You think that worked?
Probably not.
The lady was like, "I drank the miracle spring water, and I had $5,000 in my mailbox," something like that. I know the people in the chat know what I'm talking about. That spring, I just posted it on Twitter. Do y'all think this worked? I remember. Let me look at the name so I say it the right way. I'm gonna order some. I just want to see if it worked.
You order the water?
Yeah, I'm gonna order. I just want to see what's gonna happen. There you go, right there. 1-800-264-1916. Miracle Spring Water. And the pastor was Peter Pop. Peter something.
I'm good. Kyrie Nouveau said, "My dad got me Proactive for Christmas when I was 13.
Proactive. That's for your skin, ain't
it? Face. Yeah.
Yeah, like acne.
I guess he said you got acne.
Oh, yeah. That ain't a bad gift. You know, it's your face messed up. Pop was looking out.
Yeah, you call you Crater Gator. But that stuff is hard, isn't it? Isn't it harsh for your face?
I don't know. I ain't really had no acne. I ain't never had no acne. I got a little decent skin, huh?
Yeah, I had no acne either. I was trying to shake the cover. You don't shake the cover, get the acne away.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have all them bumps.
Yeah, depending on what you put on your face. I got you, though. I know where you're going with it.
Now, see, there you go.
I hear you.
I don't wear no legs like earmuffs. I don't do that, Ocho.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Brian_Maxwell_12. A pair of wool socks for my birthday in August.
You know.
Well, he got them at a discount because he know winter was coming.
Yeah, he got them early.
I received a gift, one alter ego to go. I received a gift card for $50, but $10.39 had been already used.
For real? Oh, hell no. Nah. I think that was Brian. That was my homie Brian that you just read.
Really?
No, that's Brian that I did a boxing fight with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was Brian.
C-Pizzle 24, my stepmom got me a box of chocolate-covered macadamia nuts. I'm allergic to macadamia nuts. She tried to kill you.
Oh, she's trying to kill you, man. She did that. She did that on purpose.
Elijah Coco 19. Used photo album that some photos of the person still in my family. Still in it. So hold on. Used photo album.
Oh, used photo album.
So in other words, instead of giving the one that was completely.
Right. Hey, it had other family. Somebody else family in there?
Yeah, had pictures still in it. Sunshine for you, a fake Coach purse. Damn.
Okay, you can't get away with that. So speaking of Coach, boy, Coach is, I don't know who their creative director or creative whatever Coach is right now. Oh man, they coming back. I've seen little stuff on Twitter and I've seen little stuff on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, that's Coach? Well, I thought that was Chanel.
Coach, Dooney and Burt, Tory Burch.
What you know about that?
I'm about to hook them up. I'm done. Don't ask me for no YSL. Don't ask me for no LV.
No.
Don't ask me for no Dior.
No Gucci.
Don't ask me for no Gucci.
No.
Geechee. No.
So what you buying them? What you buying them for 2024? What you getting them?
Dooney and Burke. Kate Spade.
Kate Spade got some nice bags.
Coach.
Hey, listen, if you see Coach right now, I don't think no women will really turn Coach down right now. If you see
turning Coach down. Man, I see these women, they be, I mean, I'm sure some of them fake, but these women out here be, how all these women be getting these Birkins, though?
Now, you know damn well all them damn Birkins ain't real. You know, there's a list for that, huh? Come on, now.
I know.
Know that? Nah. Come on, now. Yeah, there's a list. Now, you could buy off, you buy aftermarket, and, you know, hey, man, don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Reedsville in the house. S_Spencer7 said he got some shampoo.
Shampoo?
Yeah.
But that's bad. They might be trying to tell you something.
Yeah, it might be. JTB1600, there was a gift exchange at my work. I received a gift card with nothing on it. Limit was $20.
Man, that messed up.
Man.
And it was probably like Secret Santa, so you don't know who gave it to you, too.
Exactly. Mary Poppins Black 04. I told a woman I like beans. She bought me a bag for my birthday. I asked if it was a joke. She said no.
She bought you beans? That's messed up, man. I guess it's the thought that count, no?
Yeah. Yeah, you ain't put no thought in that one. I am Louis Guzman. A set of cooking classes from my fiance so I can cook for her the food she likes on my birthday.
Oh, that's messed up. Yeah, boy. Damn. That's messed up. But listen, that's always one good tool to have in your toolbox, boy. Knowing how to cook, knowing how to get in that kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good tool to have, man. That's a real good one.
Miss Nikki said, me. My ex-husband gave me 2 pieces of steak wrapped in a butcher's paper off the back of a random meat truck.
Ah.
God damn. Starbucks gift card, but that kicker is that I work for Starbucks. I get all the drinks I want without the gift card.
Yeah. they ain't think that went through.
Klobnik said, I received the same ugly sweater I gave to my sister. She gave it back to me 2 years later. She forgot I gave it to her.
That's a good one.
I tell you, Optimizer said, a used scented candle and a to-do list pad for Christmas from the guy I was dating.
A used scented candle.
Yes.
A to-do list pad for
Christmas from a guy that I was dating.
I mean, they don't like you. They don't like you that much.
All right, Ocho. It's time for your favorite segment. Your favorite segment. Y'all know what it is. Spello Cinco.
Oh, yeah. We ain't losing this time. We ain't losing this time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The very first word is aerophobia.
What?
Aerophobia.
Come on, Unc, man.
Ocho has aerophobia. It's a fear of flying.
Aerophobia. All right, we know how to spell phobia because I saw the movie Arachnophobia. Aerophobia. All right. Aerophobia. Now, if that's wrong, I ain't doing spello nothing no more.
Well, you wrong. It's Aerophobia.
That's what I just said.
No, you left the O out.
I just said Aerophobia. That's what I
sure you said that?
Come on, man.
Okay. My bad. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you.
Look at the chat. I bet the chat will tell you. Come on. Now how you ain't going to hear me? I know I'm country, but I ain't that.
Don't worry about it. We're going to play it back. But anyway, okay, we're going to move on. Ammonium. Ammonium.
Ammonium?
Yes.
Like ammonia?
Ammonium.
Oh, boy. I don't. Ammonium. 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 All right. I'm finna swing. It might be a swing and miss, but at least I'm swinging.
Swing for the fences.
Ammonium. A-M-O-N. A-M-O. Wait a minute. Ammonium. Okay. A-M-O-N-I-U-M.
Wrong.
Damn.
A-M-M-O-N-I-U-M. Ammonium.
See, there we go. Now, that's how you got me. That's how you got me the other night. Two M's. I spelled it right.
I'm not Merriam-Webster.
You're right.
Didn't create these words,
right.
Okay?
Right. There was no need for them to add the motherfucking extra M. Now I could see it was an M and M.
Okay, here it is right here. This is the easiest one word you've ever had. Adultery. Adultery.
Adult.
Adultery. Unfaithfulness by a mad person.
Adult.
Ocho, get off your phone. Ocho, get off your phone. That's what you're doing. Got it.
This
got
is
it.
My light.
Ain't no light. We saw you down there. As a matter of fact, take your glass off. Look at the camera. Take the glass off. Look at the camera. Look right at the camera. There you go.
Man, I wear my glasses because my light is bright.
Don't close your eyes. You won't have to, the light ain't in there. Go ahead. Close your eyes.
Adultery. ADU, obviously adult. ADULT. It's either ARY or ERY. Adultery. You heard me?
I'm listening.
ADU.
Mm-hmm.
LT. It's either ERY or ARY. So which one should I go with?
Whatever one you spelling. You Cinco. Now you got your eyes open. Nope.
I'm looking at the camera.
You don't need to look at the camera. You're supposed to keep your eyes closed. You're looking at the screen.
What screen?
He gonna cheat right in front of our eyes. Chad, y'all see that man cheating? Chad, do y'all see the man cheating?
I'm trying to understand how am I cheating? You talk about my phone and you looking at my phone. You looking
I'm
at
ask you, you looking do y'all at the, see the man cheating? The Chad said, Ocho, stop cheating.
No, they're not. They
yes,
definitely
they
not.
Oh, y'all
no, they're not.
At it.
No, they're not. No, they can't. Listen, you told me to take. Oh, shoot! You told me to take my glasses off, right? And you looking at yeah. You looking at my
I want
lights.
You know, no,
looking at
I
my
want
lights
you to keep your eyes closed. You were supposed to keep your eyes closed. You try to look down at the screen and see.
What screen? I don't have my thing up.
You got a screen. You looking at the chat.
I don't even have my phone with me. My phone is on the charge over there.
Everybody know it. Everybody know it. We're going to move on. We got another word. Here's this one.
Come on.
We're going to move on past that one. As a matter of fact, close your eyes. Close your eyes. You know the word I'm going to go. Amphitheater. Amphitheater.
Amphitheater. That shouldn't be hard. A-M-P-I. Yeah. Hold on. A-M-P-I, right? A-M-P-I-T-H-E. T-H-E-A. That theater is tricking me. Theater. Amphitheater. Ampa. A-M-P-I-T-H-E-A. Damn. That's a good one. How you spell theater, huh?
Wrong. A-M-P-H-I-T-H.
Oh, I forgot the
H-T-R. Okay. How about this one here? We're going to give you one. We're going to let you in on an easy one. This is going to be the easiest one you ever had.
Come on. Give me a good one. Don't cheat me now. Don't cheat me now because you've been cheating me all night.
You and Narelle are about to celebrate your fourth anniversary.
It's our anniversary. Anniversary. ANNIVERSSRY. Anniversary. That was wrong.
ANNIVERSSARY.
That's what I just
one
said.
One S. No, you said two S's.
Ah. You know what? You know what? Hold on. Let me get my phone now since you're talking.
So,
come on, let's go.
Okay, that concludes. You got one right.
All right.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. With no use of coatings, you can use metal tools to flip, press, and scrape without worry. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. Everything rusts and nobody talks about it because they couldn't fix it until now. With Weber's new rust-resistant technology, your Weber will last for years. When used, our carbon steel griddle hardens and bonds the surface, reducing the ability for moisture to collect and rust to form. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. With the Weber Works Prep cook and store system, you can keep cooking and cleaning supplies handy, carry food and condiments from kitchen to the griddle, and even convert the side table into a prep station. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for your favorite segment, because you try to stump me.
Oh, I'm saying, yeah. Unk. Hey, you cheated. You know, I had a bad night tonight. You know what? Spello Cinco, I was like Bradley Beal tonight. That's how I felt. I was like Bradley tonight. It's all good. Hey, these lights bright, man. You heard me?
Well, go ahead, put your glass back on.
Hold on. You know, I got two lights in the corner, right? I know people be like, why he always got on shades? Well, shit. Goddamn bright lights all in my eyes. Okay, I'm ready. We got him tonight. Chat, okay. We got him tonight. Let me know you ready.
I'm ready.
Dunk on Unk. First question. Which city has lost the most, which city has lost the most professional sports teams?
Which city has lost the most?
Lost. Like, I'm assuming sports teams that might have been in that city and they left. Uprooted and left. It's our anniversary. Ooh, now you got the song stuck in my head. Anniversary.
East Coast, West Coast. I'm going to say
tomorrow and coming and can we
I want to say this, but it can't be.
hey, you be playing, man.
Nah,
so you looking at that ceiling like Marlon Brando again.
Man, ain't nothing about ceiling. I want to say it's New York. I'm going to say New York. It's New York or Dallas. It's got to be.
Well, you can't. You said two names. Two
it's
cities.
Dallas, isn't it?
So Dallas?
Yes.
And wrong.
Yeah, what is
actually,
it
was New York who has lost 12 teams.
I figured as much.
Yeah,
I knew it was New York and Dallas.
Yeah. You 0-1. You 0-1. How about that?
That's right.
Ready? You ready for the next one?
Yep.
Yeah. Chat, stop typing the answers because he's going to look at y'all, man, and answer it, man. Y'all cheating for him.
I ain't cheating.
In the 1990 draft, who was drafted in front of you at 191 and behind you at 193? So who went before you and who went after you?
I couldn't tell you.
Come on now.
I couldn't tell you.
How you not going to know? How you not going to know the person drafted before you and the person drafted after you?
You got to realize, Ocho, I was working out. So I wasn't watching the draft. So I couldn't tell you who went in front of me or after
well,
me.
Well, now you 0-2. And I'm going to tell you who went. The person that went before you was Aaron Emanuel, who went 191 to the New York Giants. And the person who went after you at 193 was Keith Collins to the San Diego Chargers.
No.
Chat, we got him on the ropes. He trying to dodge the punches like Ali. But I'm hitting him right in the head. Here we go. Number three. What three NFL players have a reception after turning 40 years old? What three players have a reception after turning 40 years old?
Well, we know Jerry is one.
Hold on. Wait, somebody knocking on my door.
Oh. What?
That was security.
What they wanted?
They said I'm too loud.
So did they?
Yeah. He said, can you please be mindful of the people? The people next door just complained about me being too loud. And it's what time it is? It's only 2:19. Hey, some haters. All right, come on. I'm ready. All right, I'm a whisperer. I don't want to be rude.
Okay. Name three players.
Yeah. Did you cheat while I went to that though?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I know two of them for sure.
Hold on. I'm listening. What three
Jerry
players?
Jerry is one.
Okay. You said you know two of them. That's one name. I don't like the way you lean in like that.
First of all, Jerry is really the only receiver that I can remember playing to the age of 40. So you're trying to be tricky. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to stump me.
I'm not trying to be tricky. I just asked you a simple question on who caught a pass. And you don't have to be a receiver to catch a pass. So you telling me...
Okay. Thank you. That's what I was treated that way. Okay, so I'm going to say Jerry Rice. Tom Brady. What quarterback played after the age of 40? It's only been a handful of them. I'm going to say Brett Favre caught a deflection.
Okay, you got that right. Somebody helps you, but you got that one right. You got
don't
that.
Do that, Ocho. Ocho, don't do that. Ocho, don't do that. Ocho, don't do
that. Hey, these boys are so goddamn thin. Now I'm scared to talk.
Now you know how I feel when I be in New York. They be coming. They be coming. They put us in the corner.
They did you. They did. They came to your door before too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. My bad. My bad.
All the time.
Oh, it happened to you more than once.
Oh yeah. Every time we in New York.
Oh okay. Okay. Okay.
They started putting us in the corner.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. You got that one right. You got that one right. All right, what team is the only team to play in both the AFC and NFC championship games? What team is the only team to play in both the AFC and NFC championship games?
Ooh. AFC and the NFC. Seattle.
Yeah, okay, okay, okay. Okay, you bouncing back.
Whatever. Once I plug that thing in there, I get that high-speed internet, I get that computer going, okay. It's over for you, Ocho.
Okay, here we go. 2 for 2. All right, last one. Name a player, not a coach, that have played in the Super Bowl in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Name a player.
Not a coach, to have played in the Super Bowl. He played in the Super Bowl in the 60s. He played in the Super Bowl in the 70s. And he played in the Super Bowl in the 80s.
Wow. It's one player or it's more than one?
Just one for this specific question.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a Raider.
Why I gotta be a Raider?
Because the Packers, the Chiefs didn't play in the Super Bowl in the 80s. So you didn't say win, you said just played.
Yeah.
And the Vikings didn't play.
I said name a player, yeah, that has played that, to have played in a Super Bowl in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, yeah. One individual.
It's a Raider, and I got 3 choices I got.
No, don't mess up now, because as soon as you say a name, that's what it is.
I'm going to go Art Shell.
No, that's a good guess, too. That's a good guess. But it was Gene Upshaw.
I knew it was a Raider.
Okay.
All right. I knew it.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. So you was what? What you was? 3 for 5?
2 for 5.
2 for 5, yeah.
Damn. Man, I knew it was a Raider. I knew it was one of them linemen.
Yeah. That was a good, I like that. I had a bad night spelling. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think it's because I'm here.
All right, Ocho. This is time for our last segment of the night, and it's called Q&A.
You got to work tomorrow?
I do.
What time y'all on? Y'all ain't on to what? 8?
No, we're on a 10.
Wait. Okay.
Lanny Ray asks, what feature, quality, or personality trait in a woman is a total deal breaker for both of you? Ocho, besides not having kids and money or having ugly feet.
You said outside of that?
Yeah.
Well, outside of that, there are no deal breakers. However you come, however God made you, I'm okay with. No, the deal breaker was those 3 prerequisites that I require. You have to have kids. Your feet got to be on point. They got to be on point, you know, because, you know, your feet and your ankles are the foundation in case I want to procreate. And obviously, I said a little money. You ain't got to have a lot of money. Just have a little money. Because someday I might have some bad days. And if I have some bad days, I need to be able to come to you.
Yeah. I think the number one thing, I mean, you got to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Got to have that. Features.
I'm really not that picky. I never have been.
I'm not.
Now that I think about it.
Oh, you got to love it. You got to love dogs. Oh, that's the number one. You don't love dogs. That's it. I mean, ain't nothing else to discuss.
That's a good one.
Nothing. We can't even have a conversation. That's it. Aaron J said, how should I act? My lame, behind ex-fiance that blew up things and left me for another man, trying to bring her new dude around my best friends and his wife.
Oh,
she need to go sit, get her own D friends. They met you through me, Miss Trashy. Yeah, she's doing too much. Absolutely too much.
Way too much. I got
to way too. Oh, that's number one rule. If we meet somebody together, we establish friends. Okay.
Right.
We meet them together. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if I meet friends, your friends, we break up, they your friends.
That's it.
They're your friends. Right. I don't go around them. I don't talk to you. Oh, when the last time you talked? Don't ask me nothing about her.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's well.
Right.
But that's all. That's where it stops.
Mm.
Now, you want to hang around my friends? Cool. That's cool. But no. As a matter of fact, that ain't cool. You ain't hanging around Bucket. First of all, you got to be really, 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 really special.
Right.
Because I ain't a whole lot of my met
to meet,
my home.
To meet them.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Yeah, that's lame. I don't know why she doing that. She trying to get back at you, Aaron. I don't know what you did, but because she knows that's wrong. You don't go around that man friend and his wife. If you could, Teddy Hart asks, Ocho, if you could relive any year in your life, what year would it be and why?
Oh, man.
That's a very good question there, man.
Listen, any year in my life would probably be my senior year of high school. My senior year of high school, simply so I can go back and for one, and play football based on what I know now, and then be able to go back and play again my senior year, and obviously do what I need to do in school so I can have the opportunity to go to a Division I school coming right out and not graduate late and being a knucklehead and having to go to Lynx University. So I would love the year. I would love to redo 1996 over again, simply to lock in on schooling and what I know now as far as football is concerned.
Well, I thought you graduated in 86.
Yeah, I said 86.
Oh, okay. What year could I go back?
1996. That was a good year.
Damn. Probably. I don't have a whole lot of years. I damn sure ain't going back to my childhood. I don't want no parts of that. I would probably say, Ocho, I would go back 2003.
Where is that? You were in Baltimore?
That was my last year in Denver.
Okay. That's when you went back to Denver.
Yeah, I went back in 02. Yeah. Probably 02, 03. I think I dislocated my elbow. I dislocated my elbow in 02. So 02, because I was on a great pace.
Right.
I was on a great pace. I don't have 1,000 yards that year. Ended up missing 5 games. Mm. Ended up with like 600 or something, I think. But I was on a great pace. Ocho, Margo Main said, "Will you share his tattoo story sometime? Will you share your tattoo story sometime?"
I can't even see these things.
I can't either.
Time of night. They really dark. I got a lot of them.
No, they blended in quite.
Yeah. I mean, everything is really. I got. Hey, you see, you can't see them. I'm too dark. The God's gift on the back and on the inside. I forgot what that say. Hey, what that say?
What that say? Let me see.
I can't even see. I forgot.
I can't see it either. And then you tattooed? I thought you had got dirt or something on you.
Nah. Well, that's a good one. I mean, the only thing that I know and can remember is my right leg, and I can't take my pants down. My right leg from my ankle all the way to my waist. I have a leg sleeve of all killer whales. And everything else is stuff. Yeah, what? Did it who? Yeah, everything
well,
else.
Well, they got
is
that
just
numbing cream now, don't they?
I don't use that. I don't like that.
What you do?
They got numbing cream. I just get the tattoo normal. I got 44. It just, I think you can't see them because my lighting is so bad. Like all over my chest, all my side, my whole leg.
You gonna get a tattoo on your head?
I was thinking about getting a little cross right here.
Man, that's gonna hurt, Ocho.
No, not a little cross, like the little line, like.
That's what I'm saying. That's gonna hurt.
Nah, ain't gonna hurt. You gotta. Damn, I'm on tattoo number 44. You talk about it's gonna hurt.
I'm on tattoo number no way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This thing hurt.
Scared of that needle.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, these thin ass walls they got, man. They got me scared to talk.
That concludes our episode. Please make sure you hit that like button. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. And thank you for joining us. Guys, we're nominated for, Nightcap is nominated for 2 Shorty Awards. Best Sports Podcast, Best Vertical Video. Please get out and vote. Club Shay Shay is also a finalist for 3 YouTube Awards. YouTube Presence, TikTok Presence, and YouTube. Actually, it's a Shorty Award. And Club Shay Shay is nominated for YouTube Presence, TikTok Presence, and YouTube. So please go out and support us like you always have. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We pinned the link at the top of the chat. We're only taking pre-orders, and we're going to clean up all those orders. And I promise you, moving forward, we will not have the backlog that we had this time. So thank you for your patience. It's greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I am your host, Shannon Sharp, your favorite unk. He's also your host, your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, All Pro from Liberty City, Chad. Oh, he ain't nothing. He just Ocho. We out until Wednesday.
See y'all tomorrow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.